If you're here and you want to go here, but you think you have everything you need to go here and you're not there yet, fundamentally, there's something you don't know. And that's right. What great coaching can expose you to is that missing piece so you can develop that.
Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show with Yuri Elkheim. If you are a health professional looking to build and scale your business online, you've come to the right place. Each episode, you'll learn the practical and proven tips of how to scale your health business online and hear incredible conversations from world-class thought leaders. Let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Healthpreneur Show.
What's up?
As always, Seth and Yuri here for you. And Yuri, today, the one thing that I want to talk about is how people think that they can always like build the business on their own.
Sorry, they can't do that?
Well, I haven't been able to, and I haven't seen other people be able to. So is this something that you run into a lot with people when you're talking with them where they're like, yeah, sounds cool, program looks cool, you know what you're talking about, but like, I think I can do it on my own?
Sometimes. I think there's a journey we all go through. And I think a lot of people come to the realization that they need help. Whether they're ready to commit to that is a different story. But I think thankfully I'm seeing fewer and fewer people thinking that they can do it on their own, which is actually a really good sign. Cause I was that guy for a long time. Cause sometimes here's the funny thing about health professionals is sometimes being smart is your biggest downfall.
Huh?
Because I was a good student, smart kid, all that stuff. So when I graduated and when I started doing this stuff, even though I had no business experience, I was like, yeah, I'm smart. I can figure this out. I'll just read some books, read some blogs, watch some videos. And 3 years later, it still wasn't working. And I'm talking below poverty line income for 3 years. And so even though I was smart, I was really slow. did you get the clue? Like, did you get it yet? I'm like, no. And then eventually I did.
Yeah.
And so... yeah. And it's funny because, you know, before I started this business or my first business in 2006, I played professional soccer. That was like my first 20 years of my life. I didn't play professionally when I was four, but like that was my life towards doing that.
Working towards it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, when I think back to that, I'm like, the only reason I got to that level was because I had coaching. Like, I don't know of any athlete, soccer or other sport, where you get to the top of the game. I wouldn't say that I was at the top of the game, but at least, you know, got close. And you don't get there by yourself, right? You can't just kick the ball against the wall forever and hope to get better.
Right.
So yeah, 2010 was when I hired my first coach. The big thing was that it was definitely out of my comfort zone. Like financially, it was an $18,000 investment and that was more or less what I made the previous year. And I was like, that feeling in my stomach was like, oh my God. But I also knew that, like, I'm going to figure this out.
Right.
I'm going to figure this out no matter what. And that year was really an inflection point in that business. And from that point on, I continued investing in coaching and masterminds up until the current day. And I continue to do so because it's just so valuable. And I think also I would be a bit of a hypocrite if I didn't have my own coach yet I was coaching people. Right.
Right.
So yeah, like it's just, you can't do stuff on your own. Like you can get to a certain point by yourself, but there's always going to be a ceiling on that.
Right. Well, and I mean, we talk about on this podcast, we talk about it on our YouTube channel, like we give the tools away. Like we literally give you our process. Like we could tell you the perfect client pipeline right now. Like we could, you could pretty much learn more or less what you're going to learn at a deeper level inside of our coaching program.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Because I know a lot of people like there's always people that like, you know, we want to learn and then it's like, well, sweet. Like they gave me the secrets. Now I'm going to go apply them. Like why should we hire a coach if the coach is going to like share with us the free stuff too?
Okay. So I'll give you a great example. So we actually had a new client who came on yesterday and she jumped on my daily offer call this morning. And I was thinking about this. I welcomed her to the call and, you know, made sure that she felt good and welcomed. And I was thinking about this as I was leading the call. I was like, yesterday she had a certain view of what she, you know, thought needed to get done and how to approach things. And a certain level of guidance, if you will, from me in terms of like the free stuff we put out. But then she had access as a client in a very different capacity. So within the space of 24 hours, it was almost like she unlocked a door that opened up a whole new can of worms and a whole new way of looking at things. Because we started looking at, you know, a couple of our clients were asking, like, is December the best time to run ads? And, you know, looking at some granular specifics around ad campaign performance and nuances like that. And this is stuff that I don't have the luxury of talking about publicly, mainly because it's just a conversation with our clients. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking from her perspective, like, this is stuff that was like, holy goodness, I would never have known this or had exposure to this had I not been in this conversation. And that's part of the difference is when you pay for coaching, hopefully as a good coach who's been there and done this, is you're getting access. Like you're paying for access to a higher level or a group of people or experts or guidance. You're getting access to them, but you're also getting access to their entire history, their entire journey, all the potholes, all the mistakes to avoid, the wisdom that can save you years of trial and error. And I think that was like, that's the big lesson that I've learned over the years is like, I could learn this all on my own. I could. Anyone probably could. But how long do you want that to take? Mm-hmm. Right? Like one of the things, like we can give you our perfect client pipeline right here and I can draw it out for you and I can say, hey, go build the funnel on your own. But there's a reason that it doesn't work for everyone.
Right.
Right. And those nuances are, I can tell you again, like market message magic. Right. Well, what does that mean? How do I develop a great message? Well, let's look at research angle copy. What does that mean? I mean, there's so many sub-levels of understanding that you don't even know until you're exposed to it. And you're like, oh my God, no wonder this wasn't working. I already have a webinar. I'm already doing phone calls. But are you getting the results you want? Because if the answer is no, then there's something you don't know. That's really fundamentally what it is. If you're here and you want to go here, but you think you have everything you need to go here and you're not there yet, fundamentally, there's something you don't know. And that's what great coaching can expose you to, is that missing piece so you can develop that.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think that's a great way of putting it and thinking back to your soccer analogy too. It's like, you know, if we see an amazing goal where somebody kicks it from just outside the box and it goes in the net, it's like, okay, well, do you know how to kick? Like, could you kick a soccer ball from the 18-yard line to the goal? It's like, well, yeah, like I could kick that ball into the net. So then it's like, well, what's the difference? Like, and it's decades of minutia. It's decades of coaching and support and strength conditioning and all of these things. Well, and I just think, go ahead.
So one of the things that I recognized when I was playing, when I was in France, was in Europe, they have a lot of divisions, like from the lowest ranks all the way to the top.
Right.
In North America, you don't have the same ladder, so you can't like escalate like you can in Europe. And like, what's the difference between the seventh division and the first division, or the second and the first? And honestly, what I recognized is like most players have the skill. Like most players, I mean, sure, there's anomalies like the Messis and Ronaldos, but most players at that level, you're pretty good, right? But the difference was their speed of decision-making. And that never really hit me until I was playing at that level. And I remember having a coach, this is actually way before this. So like when I was 16, 17, I had an Italian coach. I played with an Italian team in Toronto. It was awesome. And he used to swear from the sidelines in Italian, throwing chairs at halftime. But he used to yell from the sidelines all the time, solution before the problem. Basically meaning, know what you're going to do with the ball before you receive it. And I was like, that's really good. And the challenge is when you try to do all this on your own, you don't know what the solution to the problem is because you don't have the foresight. You don't have the perspective. And I think it's really important to be able to have someone to lean on to be like, what am I not seeing? Right? Like I'm doing this, but I don't know if I can see my blind spots. None of us can. And I think being able to see that is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's weird how I feel like every business owner has to learn they have to like almost get over themselves and get over their ego. Yeah. Because I mean, you're not going to start something if you don't think that you could do it well and do it successfully, but then you get into it and realize, wait a second, I can't do this by myself. I need to hire a team or, you know, hire a coach or different things. So what's been helpful for you in your journey as you've kind of probably progressively realized more and more that even though Yuri is very talented, it can't just juggle. Be the Euro show.
Yeah. Like it's, I think, I mean, everyone comes into your life, like they're there for a season or they're there for a reason. And I think certain relationships have their time and place and then you evolve and some last for a lot longer than others. And I think when I look at like the coaches that I've hired or the groups that I've been a part of, they all were exactly what I needed at the time. And, you know, now where I am, it's, you know, it's very different than what I needed 10 years ago. So like now, as you know, like, you know, we're really continuing to build an amazing team. We've had a great team for years, but it's really like continuing to evolve and bringing people like you on and really building out. Like, here's the big lesson that I learned that I knew. And I can't remember who said this. This is whoever it was. The business owner's strength becomes the business's weakness.
Huh.
And I really realized that, I've recognized that, but it really started to hit me, like, because marketing really has been my strength, because like, I've had to learn it from day one. But I was also like the cog in the marketing wheel for so long, and so now to have like you and Nilsa and Laura and like, you know, this amazing marketing department, it's immensely freeing, and it allows us to get more stuff done than I ever could on my own. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you know, every person's different. Every business is different. You know, you don't have to build a huge company and, you know, there's no one way of doing things. But I think the key, at least for me, was getting clarity about like where I wanted to take this and recognizing that there's no way I could do that on my own. Cause right. I mean, I could say, hey, listen, like I'm good. Perfect client pipeline. We're good. That's all we're going to do. We've got a couple people doing phone sales, got some coaches on the back end. We could continue doing that and we do very well. And for some people, that's completely fine. And they don't have to go beyond that in terms of building their team. And they can build a very successful multiple seven-figure business. But I don't want to stop there. I want to continue pushing the boundaries and keep going and going and going. Mm-hmm. But also understanding like not to spread ourselves too thin and get too scattered from our core. So I think an important leadership skill is self-awareness, right? And so like what is important to you? What's important? What's the type of business you want to lead? What type of impact you want to leave in the world? You know, like, I think you really have to be true to yourself before you start just hiring people and doing all sorts of stuff. So, you know, having that time to introspect and think, I think is super important before we start like, you know, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Cause someone said, I got to hire people, right? Or hire a coach or whatever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, this is one of the things that's like accredited to 1 million different people as a quote, but the African proverb supposedly of like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yep.
Kind of thing. So with that being said, kind of as we close this one conversation, people are going to have many conversations with their self of, you know, how do you bring people in? How do you realize you can't do this on your own? What would kind of your parting words of encouragement be to health professionals that they're beginning to struggle with the tension? They're like, they're probably seeing some growth. Yeah. They're probably successful, but they're hitting that glass ceiling, maybe for the first time, maybe for the 10th time. And they're just struggling with realizing like, dang, I need help.
Yeah, totally. Good question. I think there's two sides of the coin to look at here, because there's two different types of people you want to look at hiring. You have like a coach or a mentor, and then you actually have team players. I believe the first hire everyone should make is a coach, because that person is going to help you exponentially move forward to have the revenue and profit to then be able to hire people. Mm-hmm. Doing it the other way around, you're just going to be hiring people before you have the cash flow and you're just going to drown. Not all cases, but it makes sense to have a better system in place to be able to, you know, pay for the business. So I think finding a good coach or mentor is extremely important. ideally it should be someone who's walked the talk, because there's a lot of coaches out there. I mean, in the world of business, like, you have a good month, now you're a business coach. So find someone who has a really good track record, whose core values resonate with yours, whose philosophy, you know, is in line with yours. And I think that's very important. And then once you have traction there, I think it's also super important to recognize not to hire too early, but always be hiring. And I know that doesn't make sense, but what I mean by that is always have the door open for conversations, because when you are ready to hire, you never want to be hiring in a scramble, because you'll end up forcing the process and bringing people on without the proper due diligence, and months later recognize that you brought the wrong person, you know, onto the bus. So I think that's like, always be hiring, but don't hire until you absolutely have to. And then I think for most people in the coaching space / health professional space, I think the first really important hire is going to be an assistant, whether that's a VA or a local assistant who can just take all the minutia off your plate. Mm-hmm. So divide a page in half, like, stuff I love doing, everything else. And the stuff you love doing should like be five or less, honestly.
Yeah.
Everything else becomes job descriptions. And maybe it's one person, maybe it's several, but you don't need to hire a six-figure person. Like, just start off with, you know, VA and assistant to take off some of the minutia. Start there. Give yourself a bit of breathing space. And then, you know, you can move on and grow from there. So I think those are kind of the two first places I would start. And yeah, I think the sooner the better. And honestly, I would hire a coach even before you're ready. Even before you think you're ready. Because in order to get to the next place, you just don't know how to get there. So you need that guidance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge. And another conversation for another episode is, once you hire a coach, are you willing to listen to what they, like, are you willing to do what they say?
Are you coachable?
And that's kind of the next phase in this. But this is all, as always, this is great stuff. This is really helpful. If you're a health professional and you're listening, you're realizing like, man, I need help, need some coaching, I need a plan, and you're ready to really like make that move, let us know. We're here, and we've helped a lot of people in your shoes make it work. So thanks again, Yuri.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Steph. Thanks, guys. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to The Healthpreneur Show. Are you ready to take the next step in growing your health business? We'd love to send you a free training that has helped our clients grow to 7 and 8 figures in their business. Sound good? Text the word training to 647-424-5280. Again, for the free training, text the word training to 647-424-5280. If you enjoyed the show, we would love for you to leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform. That's the best way for platforms to know that they should get the show in front of more people just like you. And if you're looking for more incredible content to help you grow your business, check out the show notes of this episode, where we'll have links to our highest rated episodes of The Healthpreneur Show. We'll see you next time.